This weekend, defending champions Curra Finn take on Kilcoo in the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship Club Final at Croke Park. Sunday's decider will see Curra Finn seek a 3 in a row and their 5th All-Ireland title in total. But for Kilcoo, it's the first time the club has reached the final since the club was founded in 1906. Our reporter Gail Conway has been to the village to capture some of the atmosphere.
Unbelievable, I swear to God, it's unbelievable.
It means everything to me, like this is going to be a dream to come through.
It's so exciting because we're such a small group and just to win it, it would be so amazing.
Everybody would be buzzing, it would be great.
I didn't actually think we were even going to get past Ulster, but then it was unreal just to see them win against Ballyboden.
I'm so happy for them and I hope we can do it this Sunday.
It just feels so good and we have a great team and they just always work together, so I'm so excited to see them in Croke Park playing.
It is impossible to miss the pride and the excitement in this tiny rural village in County Down. At the heart of the community is Kilcoo GAC, and now loyal supporters of the Magpies, as they're known due to their black and white strip, have been rewarded. They'll get to see their team play in Croke Park in a national decider for the very first time this Sunday. Assistant manager Conleth Gilligan explains how much of a community effort it is.
I think there's maybe 16 players that are brothers, you know, in one way or another, and the rest of them are all related. So it's very, very tight-knit, and everybody within the club, the committees, are fathers or brothers, their uncles. So it's a very special family occasion, you know, right through the piece. So from that perspective, you know, everybody's involved in the club in one way or another.
Bridie Branigan was born and reared in Kilcoo. For her, it's a never-ending cycle of laundry and football boots. 5 of her sons are on the team.
People say, do you get an allowance for all your washing? No, it doesn't bother me. You know, I just say, make sure everybody puts their clothes into the wash basket before they go to bed. And the boots line up at the patio door because the sun comes in there, so they're dry for the next training.
Bridie says her boys all motivate each other.
Really, really competitive with each other. And I know round the training, if there's a night when there's a run, it's which of them's going to win it. They're so competitive with each other. It's nearly a row whenever they come home.
Her eldest son, Aidan, is co-captain of the team.
It means more for the Pirates than we really realise, you know what I mean? Because the players are sort of keeping out of it. But we were at Mass the other night and we came out into the graveyard and just the whole graveyard was buzzing. Everybody was talking, you know what I mean? The Pirates is just up to high dough about it.
Maura Musson is the principal of St Malachy's Primary School in Kilcoo. All the players on the panel attended this school.
It's lovely to watch them growing from babies, really, coming in P1 right the whole way through. And to my delight, I've taught every single one of the boys. So it's just, there's a great connection there. And we're at the stage now where we've got their children coming into school. So it's been lovely. It is. It's lovely to watch them and we're very proud of them. It's nearly surreal. We can't quite believe that we're there and fingers are crossed and just hope for the best. Everything's a bonus from here.
For the entire community, this match will be remembered for years to come, and the children have high hopes.
Oh my God, there's no words how happy I am.
No, it just feels like a dream.
To be such a small club to get into an All-Ireland final is just class.
They've never got this far before, and it'll just be a dream come true. I'll just cry because they've never got this far before.
Yeah, we would be celebrating like for ever and ever and ever if we won.
Gail Conway reporting. Good luck to Kilcoo's opponents too, to Curra Finn, to all the teams in this weekend's club finals, Father O'Neill's, Tullaroan, Conaghy Shamrocks, Russell Rovers, Borrisalee and Ballyhale.